I'm back. Here you are, dear. Sorry it took so long. The line at the cafe was pretty slow going. I promised to get a new kettle for the back room very soon. Did I get the order right? Dear? Hello? Houston to Wielder? Oh, I have your order. I guess you're too focused on your book to hear me. What? Oh, yes, yes, here you go. No, I was just looking at your little fortress. Dear, you know I'm more than happy with you studying while you're sat at the desk, but I think you have half the library stacked up around you. Was I really gone for so long? Studying. I see. And you're reading through all of these? All at once? I'm not making any judgments. I just noticed that you've quite a few varying subjects that range over, well, all of magic kind. I mean, Pyrenus Arcanus, telekinesis, transferal magic, telepathy magic. I mean, well, you don't really need a book for that. I'm right here. It just seems like a lot. What do you mean by that? You're making very good progress. Dear, being able to move an entire cart of books from one end of the library to the other simply with magic is very impressive. It's no small feat. There are people who study telekinetic magic for years and can barely lift a piece of paper. To claim that your progress is insignificant is, well, it's untrue. I think you're doing a fine job. And I hardly think all this rigorous studying is necessary. Of course I mean it. That was a bit harsh. I understand I'm not an open wielder, but I can still empathize. No, don't apologize. I understand. Wielder, could we speak candidly? Not as co-workers or a boss and employee. I would like to know what's going on. Well, no, you haven't been doing anything wrong. Quite the opposite. I've never met someone so efficient and dedicated to their position and focused on their studies. It's quite impressive, actually. But, well, that's the thing. You've become hyper-focused on your studies. Well, case in point, the desk. May I sit with you? Well, I know this is my library, but if you want space, I'm more than happy to give it. But I think it would be beneficial if we had a chat. Thank you. For the last few weeks, you've been almost obsessively going through text after text. And while usually I would be thrilled at someone so ravenous for knowledge, it's appearing to do more harm than good. You've been frustrated and an otherworldly level of stressed. It's worrying. I know we're not the closest in the world, but I do care about you. And I want to make sure you're not pushing yourself past your limits. Dear, what do you mean by that? Just because you're an open wielder doesn't mean you have to be a master of all magic. Well, yes, I did explain how you have endless possibilities, but that doesn't mean you can explore every possibility in a matter of a few months. It's not possible. And no amount of magic in the world is going to change that. Talk to me. I'm open to listen. I want to help. And I'd like to be here for you. I'd like to offer some support if I can. All right. I'm listening. Yes, you've spoken briefly about it in the past. I think I'm recognizing the problem. Well, from where I'm standing, you have been given an opportunity and abilities that very few people will ever have the opportunity to experience. Being an open wielder, you have a near limitless amount of paths to choose from. Different magics to explore, different talents to master. You have an endless amount of choices to make. All that freedom with very little guidance has made things feel overwhelming. To the point where you've convinced yourself you should be the master of every magical practice. You feel that because you have these abilities, you should be perfect at it, and if you're not perfect on the first try, something's wrong. Am I getting a little close? My dear wielder, welcome to everyone's experience with magic. Now, I say this with nothing but love and respect in my heart. You're not that special. Oh, don't look so cross with me. I mean it. Every magic user on the face of the earth has felt that same anxiety. It's normal. And it's okay. You are allowed to feel overwhelmed by all of this. Regular humans have every right to be overwhelmed by all of the possibilities and choices that they have to make on a daily basis. You, even more so, because you have such a range of powers. And I'm exceedingly proud of you for trying to branch out and try new things. But you also need to give yourself some patience and kindness. Magic is not simple. It's complicated and vast and takes years upon years to understand, and even then, we still know so little. And right about now, the worst thing that you can do is put yourself on a time limit. You don't need to master magic itself. You're not running out of time. You've got plenty to discover and explore and just exist with the powers that you have. It's okay to do so. And it is also perfectly normal to not make your powers your only purpose in life. I mean it. I happen to use my abilities for my job, but I go weeks to days at a time without ever even using my powers. You're fully allowed to do the same. Dear, you are allowed to live your life without this unnecessary burden weighing on your shoulders. And I know I'm pretty much talking to a brick wall, and it's never going to be solved that easily, but at the very least, hear me when I say that you have permission to relax, to breathe, to just slow down. You're not in any rush. You have plenty of time. The magic is not going anywhere, I promise. Okay? Good. No, I won't hammer that home any more than I already have. But for now, if you wouldn't mind, just pick one book to study for the rest of the day. And please, put the rest of the books back before Abigail comes in and thinks I've lost control of my only employee. Thank you. Of course, dear. I'm always here if you want to talk. I meant it when I said I care about you. Anytime you want to chat about magic or life or just tell me when things are getting a little overwhelming for you, I'm here. You're very welcome.